Hello and welcome to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories. Next time you lay your hands on that bottle of spirit, beer or wine, you will see a statutory warning similar to the one on tobacco or cigarette packets. Following a directive from the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India issued in 2018, all liquor bottles will carry cautionary messages of drinking is injurious to health and don't drink and drive on their labels from April 1st. The Reserve Bank of India has fined Punjab National Bank Rs 2 crore after finding it in violation of compliance with regulatory directions regarding SWIFT operations, the bank said. The state-run lender in a regulatory filing said the RBI informed the bank about the penalty in a letter dated March 25th. SWIFT is a global messaging software used for transactions by financial entities. Jet Airways will fly 40 more planes by the end of next month and is in talks with leasing companies to restart operating several of its grounded aircraft, the country's top aviation official said. Lenders of Jet Airways moved in to take a majority stake in the airline, which is saddled with a debt of more than $1 billion after it failed to convince potential investors to save the airline. It won't ground any more flights, Pradeep Singh Kharola, Secretary of India's Civil Aviation Ministry, told a news conference. Most Indians are happy with the direction of the country and economic prospects for the next generation, a Pew survey published weeks ahead of general elections showed, although the level of satisfaction has fallen over time. Lack of employment opportunities is India's biggest problem, said more than three-quarters of those polled, and that had not changed through most of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's tenure. Three-quarters of Indians believe Pakistan to be a threat, and 59% said terrorism had become worse. Netflix Inc. is testing a 250-rupee monthly subscription for mobile devices in India, the video streaming giant said, aiming to boost its presence in a price-sensitive market where data consumption on smartphones is surging. Netflix currently offers three monthly plans in India ranging from 500 rupees to 800 rupees, but those are still expensive compared with similar offerings from rivals. Consumers have been expecting a Netflix killer from Apple since the iPhone sales started to stagnate. Rumors were rife that Apple was planning to go all out against the likes of Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime. But after the announcement that featured several big Hollywood names, it is clear that Apple is aiming to be a serious alternative to Netflix. There are over a billion active Apple devices onto which Apple can push its streaming service. Netflix has around 140 million subscribers. Apple doesn't really have to try too hard to catch up and beat Netflix at its own game. All it needs is a push notification. Reliance Jio is reportedly testing a triple play plan for its Jio Giga Fiber service, which will offer data, calling and IPTV benefits under a single plan. According to Telecom Talk, Jio is testing this plan on Giga Fiber connections of its employees, which might mean a public rollout in the near future. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news. Bye for now.